that would be like him just being a boyfriend.
So are you saying you would never do that for your girlfriend?
I'll do it, but I won't say. I would, yeah, I can do that.
Okay, cool.
Just to make it feel special. But
okay, cool.
Not Deji Buka. Like, when you go to school, the first thing you do is take your school back. What I learned about today's show is that you're never too old to do anything you want.
Yeah, that's true. That lady literally showed me that, you know, you can actually still get up.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old you are. And you are only old in your mind and not on your body.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
So yesterday, Hope, we were talking also about a guy from Nigeria who obtained 6 master's degrees as well as 3 PhDs. That is another thing that, you know, still stuck with me in my mind.
How old is he? Time.
40-something.
Man, he got time, eh?
Yeah, no, he got a lot of time to read books and to, you know, empower himself.
Yo.
So, yes, guys, let's continue to keep taking charge. Tomorrow, it's Working Woman Wednesday on the UJFM Drive. Myself, Your Highness, Dominique Majola, as well as Hope Tops, will be back between 3 and 6 p.m. on hashtag UJFM Drive. From us to you, it is jobless.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Your story is making headlines. Asar Andre Dorita says Eskom is doing all it can to get municipalities to pay up. And Trade Union Solidarity says it's ready to approach the court to challenge NEDLAC.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominique Majola. Good afternoon. Eskom CEO Andre Dorita says the power utility is doing all it can to get municipalities and companies to pay the electricity bill. Last week, Eskom cut power to the Western Cape rail system due to non-payment. Tens and thousands of Metro Rail train commuters were left stranded for hours at the platforms. Power was eventually restored after the rail operator completed payment of 4 million rand to electricity bill. The Eskom CEO said companies and municipalities needed to pay for the electricity they use. Finance Minister Dido Mboweni might have missed the mark on the assumption of economic growth. The South African economy has officially slipped into a recession. This follows the release of the gross domestic product numbers revealed by Stats SA. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the news that the country's economy has slipped into a recession does not come as a surprise to him. He says the recession underlines the urgent need for South Africa to embark and continue on the measures that were announced in the State of the Nation address. And lastly, Trade Union Solidarity says it's